Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority in Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event with limited seating. Registration is required. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
Ephesians 2:2 tells us about this authority, wherein in time past is over the. It reveals to us that there is a realm above the earth in which demons and evil spirits have authority. They shouldn't have it. Adam gave it to them. But they have got it. And if you think they don't have it, I meant to put this down and I didn't. But even in the book of Revelation, it says that the Antichrist gets his power from the dragon. That's an authority. He gets his authority from the dragon. Satan has some authority. Adam gave it to him. Now, it's not operative against you. People who say he has no authority, no, are they wrong? Because it is clear in the book of Revelation. I wish I'd put those scriptures down. I don't think I did. It is clear in the book of Revelation that he gives his authority to the Antichrist. So, he's got some authority, but it's been defeated. And authority over him has been given to the body of Christ. But it says in Ephesians 2:2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the authority of the air. They are there. There's a prince over them. He's Lucifer turned Satan. But you've got authority over them. The spirit who now works in the children of disobedience. We're going to come back to Ephesians 1 later, which tells us we're seated at the right hand of the Father. Now, this scripture that we read, Ephesians 2:2, is right in the middle of the portion of scripture describing Jesus and his body seated at the right hand of the Father, far above these entities where we are told to sit, to rule, and to reign. Point number four. The believer does not have authority over men. That's witchcraft. And he does not have authority over men's wills. I remember a lady came in here one day when Ahmadinejad was so vocal in Iran. And she said, why don't we just as a group take authority over Ahmadinejad? We don't have any authority over Ahmadinejad. We don't have any authority on the crazy guy who rules North Korea, who announced that he had put off an H-bomb yesterday. But now they doubt that he really did. But he said he did. So we don't know. But anyway, we don't have authority over him. I tell you who really has some authority, and that is South Korea. Yeah. South Korea and the Christians there, and there's so many of them. Bless the Lord. So I know that's how they're working down through it. We have limited authority according to geography. So I want you to turn in your Bible to Acts 17. God gives authority, and God has boundaries. Did you get scriptures? Did I give you this scripture? Scriptures regarding the realms of authority? Did you get that one? Okay, I have this down here. We'll just read it out of there. If you're at home, you can turn to Acts chapter 17. So this is what we have in our scriptures regarding realms of authority. Brother Hagin said one place people get out of, they're wrong in what they're doing, and they are trying to rule and reign where they don't have any authority. You have authority over your children. You don't have authority over your next door neighbor's children. So there are realms of authority, God-given authority. People like to just take the whole earth, and if the church just had authority over the whole earth, man, we could get some things in order. But we don't. We have authority over demons, and God sets boundaries and limitations of authority. Now let's look here at the scriptures regarding the realms of authority. Acts 17:16, this is King James. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Acts 17:22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. He's the God that made the world and all things therein." The Lord told to me one time when I was reading this verse, I want you to notice how I had him declared to pagans. He's a creator. There's his authority. I made it. That's ultimate authority. He was declared as, verse 24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth. He dwells not in temples made with hands, neither is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things. Now here's the key verse right here. This is God's manifesto to the pagan world of who he is. He hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. And he hath determined their times before appointed and the bounds or boundaries of their habitation. Now let's read that verse in the Amplified. He made from one common origin, one source, one blood, all nations of men to settle on the face of the earth, having definitely determined their allotted periods of time and the fixed boundaries of their habitation, their settlements, their lands and abodes. He made, this is the English Standard Version, he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place. This is Weymouth. He caused to spring forth from one forefather people of every race, for them to live on the whole surface of the earth, and marked out for them an appointed span of life and the boundaries of their homes. God sets boundaries. For instance, let's take the United States of America. We didn't come forth till the last half of the sixth day. 6,000 years, Moses was told, 1,000 years is a day. We don't come forth until 1492 Columbus came. So we're the last half of the sixth day. We didn't come forth all those thousands of years. But when it was time, we came forth. But also when it was time, he set our boundaries. We got Pacific Ocean. We got Atlantic Ocean. Pacific Atlantic. And there was, doing a lot of a study of history in the Great Awakening, the Revolutionary War, there were some who wanted to go into Canada and take Canada. Every bad thing happened to them. Every horrible, terrible thing. Mudslides, caught in the mud, this and that, this and that. No blessing. They came back down to their boundaries and they had a blessing. God wanted Canada to be. And we have some, I should have brought it today, I didn't, some prophecies, old prophecies about Canada that were given to the people of the United States. Leave them alone. Let them be. I have a plan for them. So we could post that online if some of you would like to have it. It's a very wonderful one that was given to the Puritans and the Pilgrims. Don't go up there. That's not yours. God sets boundaries. Boundaries on nations. Australia came forth at the right time, last half of the sixth day. And God speaks about people that move boundary lines. It's a terrible thing to move boundaries. And that's what people are trying to do to Israel. Trying to move the boundaries that God has set. God set Israel boundaries in the 15th chapter of Genesis. He gave the greater Israel boundaries. They have never occupied them all, but he gave them. But he didn't give them everything. What he gave them, he gave them. That is called their inheritance. Now, when you have an inheritance from God, you have a territory from God, it is your responsibility to rule it well, to be a good steward. So let's go back to page 2 it's the same one we were on. It's on the scriptures one, page 2. Oh, I might not be page 2 for you because I printed mine in bigger print. Cheating. Here is the first mention of boundaries. See if you can find that in the Bible. It's in Numbers 35:26. You don't have to look in your Bible. It's on this page for you, but I'm just trying to help you get located on that page. Numbers 35:26. This is the first mention of boundaries in the Bible. There were cities of refuge. You remember? God set up cities of refuge that a murderer could go to that city of refuge and he'd be safe. So here's some rules about that. Numbers 35:26. If the manslayer shall at any time go beyond the boundaries of his city of refuge to which he fled in there, but he goes outside the boundary. And the avenger of blood, let's say the brother of the one that he killed, finds him outside the boundaries of his city of refuge. The avenger of blood kills the manslayer. He shall not be guilty of blood. So there's some boundaries set. And there are rules in those boundaries. There are boundaries of nations. We've already talked about Genesis 15, how he gave Israel boundaries for their lands, which they will occupy. Then here's Joshua 12:2, and it speaks of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon, and it marks out his boundaries. The river Jabbok, down at the last part of the verse, the boundary of the Ammonites. So the Ammonites had boundaries that was theirs. This is in present-day Jordan.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event with limited seating. Registration is required. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming authority conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 28th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. Register today and guarantee your seat for the upcoming authority conference near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. Register online at billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.